Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Michael Ann Sheets with the Granville Turkey Trot.
We're doing Christmas tree talk over here, so you run along ahead and do whatever you do.
And as soon as I give this forecast, I think a lot of people are going to start thinking about Christmas trees. You got the fog out there right now. That's going to go away. Then you're going to have clouds and rain today, and then tonight is when the fun really gets started. Cloudy skies, chance of snow, low near 32, and then tomorrow, cloudy with snow showers and a high near 36. So if you're wanting to get into the Christmas mood, this may be the weather to get it done. Now, Michael Ann, you heard us talking on the other station, and you know they got the Christmas decorations up here at the station, and I'm one that let's wait until after Thanksgiving. You said you're the same way.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but yep. But then you had the nerve to say, "But I decorated my mom's house."
I did my mom's and get her done.
Now you go all out decorating. I mean, there's a lot of folks who.
Not anymore.
No.
No, just we try
what
to
changed?
I know. Well, but the boys grew up. They're not there to enjoy it. Now and I have that house torn up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put it where I can, you know, around the construction.
That's right. Don't mind the drills and everything.
Right, exactly.
It's very Christmas time.
Yep.
So, yeah, again, a lot of folks like to get into the Christmas decorating season early. We are doing it here at the radio station. For me, it was always traditionally the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, you just kind of, if you still have folks at the house, you don't do anything. But once you get them out of the house and you just spent that Saturday after Thanksgiving, that's what we always did.
Now we've got the game.
That's Buckeye football time.
Yeah.
So your tradition is wrong.
Well, you know, we lived in Northeast Ohio. We just put it on in the background. Oh, yeah. There's a game on. Oh,
good
okay.
Grief.
What are we doing?
All right, Michael, and you got the big wing ding taking place Saturday, all in preparation of the turkey trot. But remind folks, you know, the importance, and you and I were talking earlier, I think some people forget just how important this turkey trot is and what the wing ding is trying to do for folks here in our community.
Yeah, so the turkey trot in general is important for the entire county. I don't want people to confuse the name of it as Granville Turkey Trot. That's just where it started. It's now, it benefits the entire county, the entire Licking County area food pantries, every one of them. And the wing ding is a special day where you can come and enjoy the weather, I hope. We have a big tent out in the churchyard on a main street in Granville from 9 to 12. Come, register, pick up your packet if you've already registered. You can buy some swag, some hats. I think we have some shackets left from last year.
Some what now?
Shackets that are like a heavy fleece.
Shacket?
Yeah. It's not a jacket. It's not a shirt. It's a combo. Thicker. A lot of women wear them these days.
Huh.
As an in-between.
A shacket.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that Shaquille O'Neal should be in on.
Right?
Yeah, he should have this little...
Well, he's in on everything else.
Yeah, I was just saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, Papa John's Pizza do shackets.
Right on.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a lot of turkey hats this year. Knitted, the ladies at the senior center, I believe, mm-hmm. or maybe Middleton. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Otterbein, they knitted them for us.
Hmm.
Really cute.
So now, you said shackets, a lot of women are wearing them. Is there a shacket for guys?
There certainly is.
Okay.
Yes, uh-huh. They're just, it's the same type of deal, just a little more manly.
Okay.
A little bigger, I think, is what you were trying to say.
A little roomier.
Yeah, a little bit more for you guys. So this is taking place on Saturday again. Where is it at? It's right at the church, right?
It's right at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in downtown Granville at the Four Corners between the church and the parish house, which is called Opera House Yard.
Mm-hmm. And that's where people can come in. Can they register that day, or is this just come in and pick up the shirts if you're already registered?
Register. You can register actually every day next week. The church is open for people to drop off registration. You can also drop off registration at the village offices. You can download and print the registration online. I think they're cutting off registration through the rec, the online registration this week. But you can always do a paper, and we're finding out a lot of people like that paper registration. Mm-hmm. So don't hesitate. Download it, drop it off, whatever you need to do.
That's what you get with a traditional event like this, a lot of old school players.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is the way we've always done it. This is the way we're going to keep doing it. But I'm telling you, the wing ding is a lot of fun. We're going to be broadcasting live there. It's like an ant farm. I mean, before anybody shows up to register, I mean, you've got a great crew of volunteers that have a well-oiled machine, whether it's selling the shackets and the hats, or it's actually registering people, pointing people through. This is a Herculean effort.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, sometimes it's the one time a year I see people. you know, that I haven't seen all year long, mm-hmm. and they show up. Mm-hmm. So I love it. We'll have the pace car from Coughlin.
Nice.
Yeah,
now, you usually get to drive that, don't you?
I do drive it for a week. Thank you, Coughlin, very, very much. I'm very good about it. I go really slow.
Yeah, sure, she does. Look at the smile on her face. Yeah.
But no, all our sponsors are awesome. We have Granville Foundation, obviously. They're a big sponsor and longtime sponsor. Also, Rick Moeller with his investment company and the Al Marlowe Family Foundation. Mm-hmm. So we can't do it without those and every single sponsor in town.
Not only that, the volunteers, Michael, and you and I were talking mm-hmm. earlier. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when you have to pull off something, not just the wing ding getting set up, but then the turkey trot itself, boy, it takes a community to pull this thing together, and the volunteers just come out and help like there's no tomorrow.
They really do. There are still opportunities that you can go to our website at www.granvilleturkeytrot.com and go to the Sign Up Genius. Plenty of spots available for Saturday throughout the week, as well as race day. And it's the easiest volunteering you'll do all year, I promise.
Hey, go that way.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Turn
and
around.
It's
follow
easy.
The pace car.
That's right. That's
oh, that
right.
One that's 10 miles out in front. Yeah, go get her.
That's right.
Go chase her. Well, you're going to be over there, as you mentioned, on Saturday. I usually like to pop in and see how things are going. But it's just a fun time. I mean, people are walking by and going, hey, what's going on over there? It's the wing ding. Oh, what's the wing ding? And then the next thing you know, they're like, hey, maybe I'll go sign up. You get a lot of folks who walk up and do that.
We really do. Yeah, just the opportunity to get out. You know, I mean, it's starting to get bad out, but I promise we'll have a good day, fingers crossed, and get out, see your friends, and see us there. It's amazing what we can do because we're a very small core of volunteers. We all work full-time jobs separate than this. We have our families, and we do this, which has now really become a year-round event mm-hmm. as, in terms of prep and work for it, getting the sponsors and everything in order. And then day of, man, they just come out. And it's fantastic. We can field 2,500 people. So, you know.
And you get about that number. Yeah, don't
you? Yeah. Well, last year, the past couple of years, we haven't hit that number exactly. After COVID, it was tough. Mm-hmm. But it's coming back, and that's awesome. I want to sell out shirts every year. I don't want another shirt left over. So get down there, get while you can.
It's curious to me because, you know, holiday time is protected time in a lot of families. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we've learned that when our kids get older and they have boyfriends, girlfriends, get married, start their own families and all that. Everybody wants a chunk of the actual holiday. Thanksgiving Day, protected time. Christmas Day, protected time. New Year's Day, protected time. What was the genesis to have this actually on Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah, that was 19 years ago, and unfortunately, I wasn't involved. So it sprung up through the church as a need for the food bank or the food pantry, and I'm not really sure why they did it that way, but it's really great because one, I get out of cooking. I hosted last year, but I didn't have to do a lot of cooking.
Year-round volunteer effort, trade that off for one day of cooking.
Exactly.
Okay, we know where your head's at.
Exactly. But it also, so if you get on Facebook, you'll see I just published our shirts, this year's shirt. And every year I love it to kind of be a surprise. And it says, run, eat, nap. So, and like there's time for everything that day.
Absolutely.
So you got the whole day. So get out early, get a little exercise, some fresh air, volunteer, whatever you want to do, mm-hmm. and then get home, eat, and nap.
And take that nap.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Now, the running thing may be a struggle for some of us, but the eating and the napping will not be a struggle for some of us.
Yeah, but this is not just a run. I mean, people walk this.
Walk, whatever.
People dress up.
Yes.
People bring their pets.
Yes, they sure do. Our dog will be going with Al, and it's just fun. I love to see all the dogs. I think that's great. We've had a horse before.
You had a horse.
I believe one year there was a horse. Yeah. We obviously have strollers.
Well, I hope the horse was the last one out.
Yeah.
I would not want to be behind that.
That was one of the early ones, I think.
Need a volunteer shoveler just in case.
Put your jacket on and come shovel the, you know. And on that, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Michael Ann Sheets with the Granville Turkey Trot and the Wing Ding, which takes place this Saturday. Of course, the Turkey Trot will take place on Thanksgiving Day. Cloudy today, breezy with some showers, mostly cloudy tonight with snow. Thursday, mostly cloudy with snow as well. So just get ready for it.
Don't forget that rain on Friday.
Well, you know.
I mean, if you're going to do it,
mix of rain and snow. A mix of
but
rain
Saturday's
and snow.
Saturday's going to be beautiful.
That's right. No matter what, it will be a great day on Saturday.
Middle 40s will take it. It was breezy last year.
Yeah, it was.
So
yeah.
It'd be nice to have the burn barrel going again and maybe not so much breeze.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. Well, I would think
fireball.
You would.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I like that a lot.
People, yeah, I was going to say, that's great. And, you know, you talked before we went on a break, we talked about the volunteers and all the great sponsors. And again, we want folks to understand this is not just for the Granville community who may be struggling to put food on the table. It's for the entire county. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is the largest one-day fundraiser for the Food Pantry
that's
Network?
Yes, it certainly is. We are, I believe, we're their second largest fundraiser. Behind their
operation fee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. And as Chuck always says, I don't include this in my budget. This is bonus, which is good. Mm-hmm. And he's so appreciative. You know, what a wonderful group down there. Mm-hmm. He and Alyssa and everyone. They just can't do enough to help, which is great. I'm sure he'll be there Saturday, and he's always there on race day. He's helping us bring up some of the water from the IGA and of Ross's. Yeah, so they're really good. And I want to make sure it's not just the Wing Ding this year. So there are a few other things going on, and they're on our Facebook page.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
All right.
Yeah, so this Thursday, the Village Wine Company, which is a newer spot in Granville, they are having a sip and shop at 5 o'clock. Taste wines, buy some of the wines. I think there's a discounted price. Turkey Trot gets a percentage of the proceeds.
Nice.
Monday, as we were talking earlier, Texas Roadhouse is having a dine to donate where 10% of all the sales Monday the 25th from 3 to 10 p.m. If you have a little QR code that's on our Facebook page, if your server scans it, we will receive 10% of all the proceeds from your meal, which is great. My mom and I will be there.
Absolutely.
And then,
are you buying? Because we'll be there.
I'm buying. Yes, I am.
Oh, woo. See that? How quick I threw that in there?
I think it's how I can get my son to come too. And then finally on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Snapshots Lounge is having their second Tipsy Trot, which is it starts at 2 o'clock for registration. It's a 1 mile fun run. You drink and run. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people do it. I
got a carbo load.
Yeah, right. It's a they say 1 mile fun walk and run.
Sounds like this is right up your alley, Donnie.
Tipsy Trot.
So they have a special beer. I think Three Tigers is making a special beer for them in conjunction with it. They have the arch up there, and they're under their big tent and everything, and live music at 3 o'clock.
Do you know where they're doing it at?
I mean, at Snapshots on Weaver Road. The run,
yeah.
I wasn't able to go because we're always so busy that day. Mm-hmm. But you get your drink. You are not allowed to leave the premises with your drink. So
right.
You do your little run around, come back, have a drink, do it again. I think the idea and. I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong, is like how many times you can do it, you know?
Well, if there's a trot, maybe not, but if there's a crawl.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is by the end of it. But everyone had such a great time. Lucas has been doing this previously in another town where he previously mm-hmm. lived. And he's always wanted to do it. So he brought it back last year.
Love it.
Big success.
Oh, yeah.
This year, I'm sure, will be even bigger. And, you know, his food is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, and here's the thing, too. I mean, folks, most folks know that the day before Thanksgiving is like one of the hugest days.
It really is.
For restaurants and bars because family is in. You got friends are coming in. I can't think of a better way than to help out. Hey, you want to go do this trot where they're going to give you a drink?
Tipsy trot.
The tipsy trot.
Brilliant.
I mean, that is just fantastic. And I'm sure you can get all the information on the turkey on trot on Snapshots.
Everything is, well, both.
Yeah.
Our Facebook page, their Facebook page, it's an event there, and it's on our website, too. So when you get into the details of the race day, you'll see it in a drop-down menu.
Brilliant.
Tipsy trot. Look at Riley's even thinking about it now. He's like, well, wait a minute.
I will go to spectate you on that.
Yeah.
I mean, if Three Tigers in, I know Dave is in.
Oh, yeah. So. And it depends on what they're going to be serving, too. Right on. That could not end well for me. Let's just say that. But I mean, it's such a great way to get people involved.
It really is.
I mean, you got the wing ding, you got this. And I do like how you've kind of branched out. And the Dine to Donates, I think, are great. I know when Big Brothers does theirs for their Bowl for Kids' sake, I'm always involved in that. I try to help out with those because, I mean, it's not that hard.
Go you got to eat.
Food. Yes, exactly right. Go order some food. And he said it's just a QR code because a lot of times you used to have the paper coupon mm-hmm. with you, but now you can just do QR code for it.
Exactly.
Wow. And that's Monday night, you said.
Monday night from 3 to 10.
Yeah. And you can get all this information Saturday at the Wing Ding. You go down there, I'm sure. Michael Ann, and who knows what Al's going to be doing, but just getting in the way. I'm sure you're going to be telling him, go move that. Go start the fire.
He's big and strong.
Yeah. Start the fire over there. Go do that.
Start
he doesn't
a fire.
Fit in the car, so, you know.
Yeah, but you better specify to Al what fire
yes,
we want started.
Yes, I believe that to be true.
I'll give you that, no doubt about it. Okay, so again, Wing Ding, what time Saturday, where, what
it's from 9 to 12, 118 South Main Street in the Opera House Yard.
Mm-hmm. And then the Big Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving morning. What time?
It is on Thanksgiving morning. Activities start around 8 o'clock. We'll have a warm-up like we always do. The Village Fitness will come out and the girls warm up the crowd. Mm. The MCs will be out there playing music. The race starts at 9:30 when we fire the gun, thanks to Jeff Wilson. And we'll be there with water when you get back.
Can you register the day of the event?
You sure can.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Too.
Yep,
yeah,
and Opera House Yard will have that tent up for the entire week and you can register that morning, get your pickup that morning, whatever you want to do.
Yep. And it's the same route out towards the high school and back down?
No.
So you're...
That's Firecracker.
Okay.
We are straight down Newark Granville Road to the Colony, back around, and there you come up. Come on up the hill.
It's easy to spectate through there.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
No doubt about it. And volunteers, you can learn more if they want. They can help out with that.
Absolutely.
Well.
You can always call the church to find out more, but it's all on our website with the sign-up genius. Just write your name in for a time and a place you want to work. And we'll put you there.
And for people that might be, you know, traveling, coming through, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you're shooting for 2,500 people. You got all the volunteers out there, sign-ups and all that stuff. But when does it kind of wrap up? When is it, you know, the brooms push through and everything's back to normal for people that are driving to grandma's house?
You know, I would say easily by 11.
Wow.
Streets are cleared by 11.
That's efficient.
It's pretty good. You know, the police follow the last runner in. We've had an 80-something-year-old man was 1 year. He did the race. Amazing. Finished it up. Police brought him in. And then, you know, we're there until the last runner comes, cheering him on and getting him in. It's awesome. But we do have clearly marked signs out on all the streets that empty into Newark Granville Road, letting people know the road will be closed for this period of time in the morning. And, you know, we don't want anyone frustrated or upset with us because they can't leave their street that morning.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're talking about, you know, the festivities, as you say, start at 8 o'clock and then a warm-up, a race, and you're out by 11 o'clock. That's a big fundraiser, but that is super efficient for the community.
Yeah, you know, we all want to get home, too.
Well, you're not cooking.
I'm not cooking.
Well, I'm not
I just have to
that.
Make pie and get on the road.
What did I learn today? Michael Ann's not cooking and the tipsy trot. That's what I learned today.
It is a fun week. I mean, it starts
like
Saturday morning, and it is fun. And the core group does go back to the parish house and enjoy themselves a little bit before we get on the road and see our families.
So now we know why the efficiency.
Yes.
Now we know.
So, well, I've learned three things.
Good food. Good food.
Michael Ann's not cooking, and she's driving the pace car. Those are what I've learned.
There you go.
What are you going to do?
There you go.
Well, Michael Ann, as always, it's a pleasure having you in. Saturday, again, rain or shine, we'll be over there for the Wing Ding. Get out, get registered, find out more about the Turkey Trot. It's always a great time. Joel will be over there broadcasting live, what, 10 to noon?
10 to noon.
10 to noon on Saturday. So, great time. Get out. Enjoy it. And again, remember what this is all about. It's for the Food Pantry Network of Licking County. We're in here having fun, but there are folks that cannot put food on the table. So, let's get out and support this wonderful event and make sure folks get taken care of. That'll do it for today's show. Well, join us on Friday. We're going to have Donna Gibson on. She's the director of the Drop-In Center at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, talking about all the wonderful things that they're doing in our community on Friday.